Unlocking the entire human genome took scientists more than a decade and cost nearly $3 billion. But since the Human Genome Project achieved that goal in 2003, the cost of genomic sequencing has plummeted to less than $100, and the technology is in regular use in the public health sphere. Today, experts from around the world are gathering for a communicable diseases conference in Brisbane. Dr. John Besser from the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is there to talk about his experience using genomics to track listeria food poisoning outbreaks. He spoke to our reporter, Will Ockenden.
Genomic is looking at all of the DNA in the bacteria or virus or fungus as a whole, instead of just looking at little pieces of it the way we've done in the past. It's looking at the entire DNA sequence, the blueprint of every one of these pathogens, to get all the maximal amount of information from them.
So what can you do with this this technology now that you couldn't do, say, 5-10 years ago?
What's new about genomics is that we get a lot more information, and we're able to more finely tune what's called our case definition. It allows us to link cases together more precisely and link cases to, say, contaminated foods or other exposures more precisely than ever before.
How cutting edge is this technology? Is this bleeding edge, or is this been around for quite a while and it's really just reaching the facilities like hospitals which would use it on a day-to-day basis?
The technology itself has been around for a number of years, but it's mostly been in the research setting. It's been very expensive, perhaps causing thousands or tens of thousands in the early days to sequence a single E. coli genome, let's say. But now it's on the cutting edge in its application in public health and in clinical medicine. It really, in this new context, there's many interesting problems that we need to solve to apply this in our daily work that wasn't possible a few years ago.
So if there was a huge food outbreak, like there was one in Australia the other day about berries and hepatitis A, is this something that you could theoretically then use to try and determine whether or not the case is linked, perhaps where it came from, who it's affecting, and that kind of thing?
Absolutely would be potentially useful, deciding who is linked to who, and if it's there's any hepatitis virus found, say, in a product, that you have a greater certainty that there's a connection with the case if the genomic sequences were the same.
So where is this technology really heading? If it's $50 to $100 now to do what a couple of years ago was $10,000 and before that millions of dollars, where will this end up in a few years from now?
Well, nobody can say for sure, but we assume that it's going to continue to get cheaper. It'll eventually supplant many of the methods that we're currently using.
So what will it mean for governments and agencies that deal in public health?
We're hopeful that a large proportion of cases with what are called reportable diseases, those diseases that have significant public health impact, like salmonellosis or virotoxigenic E. coli, that we hope that in the future a large proportion of those will be sequenced so that public health officials can have a better idea of what's going on in the population, where there's potential contamination events, and hopefully in time to prevent more cases of disease and find out problems in our food supply that might not otherwise be discovered.
That's Dr. John Besser from the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention speaking to Will Ockenden.